Tango Mike, 5 Golf Tango Whiskey. Good day, sir. And how's the weather out your way? We're getting drizzle.
Yeah, I got up this morning and it was raining pretty fair. Not real heavy, no, I wouldn't say that. But it was a light, steady rain coming down for till mid-morning. Then it tapered off and the sun actually peeked out from behind the clouds and then it clouded over. Right now I think I felt some, like, mist on my skin when I was out having smoke, so anything could happen tonight. I think it's supposed to get down pretty cold, so if it continues drizzling, we could have what they got up York and Kenora. So anyway, how's things there, over?
Well, our temperature's dropping. It was 4 when I sat down maybe half an hour or so ago. Might have been an hour. I don't know. Time goes by pretty quick here. It's down to 1 now. So, yeah, it's definitely dropping. And I think the white stuff, the drizzle's going to harden. My wife said it's kind of like pebbly already, so it's going to turn to flake sooner or later. But I'd rather have it now. Now and maybe Friday sometime, and then it'll give them a chance to clear off the roads before we have to go up to Yorkton on Saturday. So I'm hoping anyway. Back to you.
Roger. Yeah, it's dropped from 10 degrees about 2 hours ago down to 6 degrees right now. And it's not getting as cold as I thought overnight, but it's still getting down -2 and 1 or 2 hours through the night that they give a percentage, a low percentage chance of something coming down. So like 20-30%. So I don't even count those ones. But anyway, I'll let you go for now, George. I appreciate you coming back to my call. I'll say best 73s, so you take her easy. VE5, GTW, VA5, Tango Mike.
Hey, yep, copy that. Have yourself a good evening there, Tom. Talk to you down the road. A5, Tango Mike, 3E5, Gulf Tango Whiskey. We're clear and monitoring.
Tango Mike, V5 TFL.
Roger, Roger, VE5 PFL, VA5 Tango Mike.
V5 PFL. Well, congratulations on your resettlement in Moose Jaw. I understand you're living a lofty life in an apartment building with a balcony and still getting out there on VHS. Good on that, Tom. Back to you.
Roger, Roger. Lots of friendly people around here. Building manager said I could put up a couple antennas on my balcony rail, so that's good. I've got a 2-meter vertical up so far, and that's what my node is feeding. And other than a few little glitches where I had to put a friend came over and put a tone on it and a tone squelch because I was causing some interference. So we seem to have that fixed. Now on to the next problem, which no doubt will happen. Back to you.
I guess in a confined space, you're going to have some difficult choices to make as to the kind of HF antenna you might have. Oh, there's a whole variety of portable antennas that you can put together for that kind of a scenario. They're all compromised. Some work and some don't. But you'll be able to get a signal out, no question, especially if you can boost it with an amplifier. Well, very good on that. So, are you, how many stories are you above the ground there? Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, we are, I am eight floors up in a nine-floor apartment, and I've got a diamond, a diamond vertical CH250, I think it is, Charlie Hotel 250, I think it's good for 250 watts, and it's good right from 160 to, I'm not sure whether it goes to 6 meters, but it goes to 10 meters at least. Over.
Be a good choice, all right, a vertical antenna, provided it's not too tall. I've known of some of them that are only like 18 to 20 feet high, and they're manageable for a balcony. I once tried a vertical antenna on my trailer in Arizona. It was pretty heavy, pretty massive. It did work, but it required a lot of fussing and a lot of tuning. Verticals are so sensitive, you've got to tune them up just perfectly before they work at all. But if it's a lightweight, reasonably short one, by golly, that would be manageable for you. I'm not too sure of that model. I'd have to look it up. I think I had a Chris-Craft antenna, which was excellent, you know, if you could mount it low to the ground. But more challenging on a elevated space. But no doubt you'll find a way there, Tom. So are you going to keep all your HF equipment, or are you going to be selective as to what you're going to retain? Over.
This is Circle 3 Yankee Papa Delta. There is a net starting in approximately 1 minute, so I didn't mean to interrupt here, but that's what's going on.